And oh my gosh, I love being loud, so loud, because Kyle hates it. Kyle hates
it. I noticed. I didn't pick up on that, you know?
Really?
Yeah. No, he
it's not something he really he does normally, like flaunt about, but
he really hates it.
You have to really know us to know that.
It's a lot.
You're such a quiet guy normally, you know? You just really keep your thoughts to yourself.
Disclaimer, that is a blatant lie.
I kind of want to draw the attention away from this conversation. And yeah, I want to say, Dylan, we are here for you. Okay, whatever you're going through, I mean, you've got sleeveless shirts on, and I can see all of the tubes and cords and everything for all your addictions. I want to let you know, you have help.
No, okay? Dude, I'm just working on my Bane cosplay for Halloween. I don't have the mask on right now, but I'm working on it, you know?
I thought you said Vane cosplay.
You got to dismantle.
And I was like, I'll show you my Vane. Oh, yeah, by the way, I am getting a little bit bigger. I hope you guys notice. Like, my
arms so are much, and you won't have such a problem.
Okay, watch my forearm there. Okay, watch this. Kyle in America, which this is something I was going to.
It's not me, by the way.
No, it's not. It's a better Kyle. He's way buffer than you. He took me to the gym, yeah. So I'll show you. He showed me this. You shake your arm, pinch off circulation, and you get. Okay, well, it was with the pump, so it wasn't. Okay, that was kind of underwhelming.
The pump. Kind of break your wrist.
I'm about to get slapped. What just cracked? What was that? Was that your shoulder? Or your elbow? Okay, you know,
probably
you
don't, my
you
spine.
You could do this tomorrow. Show Dylan tomorrow.
I am not.
You can't even really see it on the camera, can you?
No, I can see a little bit.
That actually really hurts. Don't do that.
But wow, yeah, so amazing. I'm so impressed. I don't care.
Still don't have abs, only flabs, but my arms are getting beat. Don't touch me. It's like, wow, who's that really attractive guy walking with these massive arms? I'm like, oh yeah, babe. And they're all like, run away.
And then they're like, oh, it's Chris Hemsworth. Ah!
For context, I ripped off my shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
for more context, I just vomited into my trash can. But
yeah, I have grown immune to it, which is troubling to me. But maybe it's
like I can't remember the guy's name on The Princess Bride. He's like, he's built an immunity to poison by just repeatedly consuming it.
Oh, yeah, iocane powder.
What if iocane powder is actually just like a drug? Like, it's like an addictive drug. He's addicted to this drug, but he's also
immune. This is how my mom... Why are you knocking over my stuff, dude? This is how my mom put on my shirts. All right, lift up your arms.
Just like that, that's it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I've got...
Give us a conversation topic.
So we can get this right. I have some stories from America, because, okay, for the listeners, I was back in the States for 2 weeks, visiting some friends.
Why did you have a Red Bull?
I did not have a Red Bull.
Monster, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, so coming back from the state, by the way, I want to say I have become way more outgoing since being in the States. Oh, no. So you guys are in for something. just like random people in general, I'm okay. I'm pretty okay with talking to them now. Because everyone over there is so nice. So I just felt
say, like out in town, like, hey, go do something weird to this guy. You go do it?
No,
I well, not like that.
I wouldn't go do something weird to him, but I wouldn't be bothered about talking to him.
Like I said, hey, like, go say this joke.
Well, me and Dylan were doing a personality test the other day. Yesterday? 2 days
ago. Yesterday, yeah. Yeah.
So we were talking, and one of the questions was like, would you, if you found someone interesting, would you go up to them and, like, strike up a conversation? Yes, Dylan answered no.
Define so interesting though, like,
well, just like good someone, or bad. Either or. It doesn't matter. Either way, okay. So I answered yes. So that's something. Okay. Anyway, say that before you hear all these stories. I'm gonna try and keep them kind of shorter. Not good really. Luck. That's a lie. Before I do, guys. I forgot I have my zero sugar orange Fanta. I need to open.
Spicy. I have nothing.
That sucked.
It did suck.
Yeah. So basically,
but you know it's gonna taste good at least.
Oh, it tastes great.
It sounded like Vince. Sound like Vince Vaughn. Can you really believe we're still doing these things?
So what kind of happened with him basically was he had his anime time skip, so he's gone away and disappeared, and now he's come
powered
back
up a little bit
after so long, and he's grown more powerful.
I'm gonna fight so one man pretty soon, and I'm gonna win.
What is that?
Because I'm zero punch man. All I have to do is look at them and they die because my ugly face. Dude, you got a bottle opener?
Yes, I use it every day.
It's a wallet ninja. Uses it on his insulin.
Oh, look, I have another one.
Gross. You just made a reference to you drinking your insulin.
We already flushed your stash.
I mean, I do that anyways. Check that one out. This one's a knife.
I have one of those. Those things are so cool.
You have one?
Kind of cool. I've literally never used it. It's been sitting in a drawer. Both of these have been sitting in a drawer forever, but
I think I've probably told the story probably on the podcast before, maybe not. I had one of those knives. Daniel gave one to me. Yeah. I'm trying not to say last name.
Oh, so
Daniel gave one to me. And I went to Spain in 2018. He gave it to me early 2018. I went to Spain and forgot it was in my wallet. And I went through security with my wallet.
Oh,
and
no.
This fat black lady was like, she was like, there's something in your wallet. And I was
money?
Like,
I don't know.
Oh crap. So I took it out and I unfolded it and like showed her, and her eyes were like so massive. Like they were like the moons, both moons.
Cause you know, this and,
both.
And I was like, yeah, you could just take it. I was like, just don't stop me. Just take it. I wasn't gonna stab anyone.
Just take this and ignore the bomb in the other bag, okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Okay?
Don't look at the vest of drugs I have on right now. I actually ordered another one, and a few months ago, because for this trip that I just went on, a few months ago I was like, I have to take that out of my wallet, or else I am going to forget that it's in there. And I took it out, so it hasn't been in my. I don't think I'm gonna put it back in because
the thing is like, well, over if I was in the States, like, yeah, that's great, you can carry them around, but you're not even supposed to carry knives and stuff around anyways. So
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
why even bother with it? I don't need it.
Yeah,
it's
I never really need
a pocket knife all the time.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That Gus Johnson video where he's like, "Does anyone need a knife?"
Yeah, I got a knife.
He runs from across the room, stretched.
He's like jumping over the couch
with an open knife.
Yeah.
And at the end of the video, they end up like needing a knife. He's like, "No, I don't need a knife for this. We don't have scissors. I need a knife."
And he's like, on the other end of the room, like eyeing them. Oh, wait, doesn't that?
Well, doesn't he pull out like six different knives?
He pulls out a lot of knives. So okay, I was in the States for 2 weeks. I came back from the airport, in Manchester. Is that a pen or a highlighter? Oh, it's your cactus.
It's a cactus. It's got a little pot with it as well. Sorry, I'm screwing with every single thing in every drawer around my desk.
No. Are we not that interesting? No. Are we not interesting enough?
Dylan's just doing.
Have you not right figured now that out by now?
I'm trying to get to the story, okay?
I've known him for 10 years. He's not shown any interest. It's a very one-sided relationship.
It really is.
I don't know why you're still my friends. I've been trying to get rid of you for ages.
We're like dogs he can't get rid of.
I don't have the heart to put you down, but I don't give you away either.
You so feed us and take care of us.
Out of spite more than anything.
Well, yeah. Hydrate, if for no other reason than to outlive your enemies.
Good advice.
That was better than mine, I'm gonna be honest.
Heck yeah, it was.
Okay, so
fizzy, like really fizzy.
Wow, that was convincing.
Why?
Actually, this is really not that fizzy. It's pretty bland. To be honest.
Hope you like it flat.
Hope you guys. I mean, you guys heard the. Well, maybe you didn't hear the.
Probably not.
Snap and fizz. Anyway, whatever. I need to. I've got a few stories you need to tell.
Stop slapping me.
No,
I hate it.
I know.
So stop.
No.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
So anyway, I'm talking
continue
about
with. Well, continue talking, please. No, just don't you dare.
Elbow in the face. Elbow in the face.
Kick him in the face.
Are you gonna tell your stories?
No, not anymore.
Cool.
So you gotta come up with a topic.
So Star Wars
bananas, they are awesome. I just love bananas.
Star Wars bananas are milked to create blue milk.
They don't have bananas.
You think
in
it's
Star Wars.
You they might, you don't know.
They don't.
They have plantains, but not bananas.
They have plantains. Bananas are not plantains.
That's the only fruit they have is plantains.
Do you guys know what Obi-Wan's home planet is?
A what?
Obi-Wan Kenobi, what his home planet is.
Yes, know? I've heard it, but I don't care.
I've heard it before. I actually saw a video on YouTube the other day. I was watching through some Star Wars stuff, but I didn't watch it. So, no, I don't know.
Right.
What is it?
It's called Stoojum.
Stoojum. Great Britain.
Oh, that's right. John Stewart. I just burped, but it was like, instead of being an actual like burp, a full burp, it was like, it was like,
it came out with an exhale.
That was disgusting.
Nice.
Impressive, cool, and disgusting. Nice.
What? Don't stop.
I'm helping you.
You're not helping me. You're making it worse. You're making it far, far worse.
Okay. We're more than 10 minutes in. We need to finish this story that I have.
This podcast started. Is over. We need to finish right now.
So I came back from the airport in Manchester. My mom dropped. You came back, picked us up. And it was me and my dad that went on the trip. Well, I came back and I pulled out of my bag I think it was a tropical monster. And I don't drink monster. Like, I hate monster. I do not drink monster. I find it one of the more disgusting things that I can drink. Anyone could drink. And Kyle was asking, why do you have a monster if you don't like it? And I was like, I'll save it for the podcast. So now you guys are going to find out what happens
when Connor drinks a monster.
Actually, I did drink it. And I stayed awake pretty late that night. I mean, I was going to go to bed at 9. I stayed awake till 9:30.
What time did you drink it?
Wow.
It was like, I drank it, well, when I got back. So
he drank it at 9:30.
I drank it like, knocked. Every monster was going to put me to sleep. That's what the tropical flavor does. It's like,
oh, nice.
It just put you to sleep.
Can you imagine if there was the opposite of an energy drink where I just like.
There is. There's a brand called Beam that like
a poison puts you to sleep permanently.
It's like this powder. Iocane powder.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. So I went, we landed in that's how I'm gonna cough from now on.
So we landed in,
I think it was Dublin. We were in Dublin. And I wanted a drink. And the vending machine was
empty except for one monster.
Shut up. It was all digital. Card-based. So, there were the, like, if you don't know how a vending machine works, you know, I'm not going to go over it. So,
because who are you if you don't know how a vending machine works? A vending machine.
You don't know how a vending machine works. You sort of failed. Well, you haven't failed as a human, but that's kind of sad.
No, they
it's
failed.
Pretty straightforward. You punch in the number. So the little screen there was like all it was like a touch screen. So I punched in, I think it was A3. That's what I wanted. It was a like little Costa can. No, it was 103. That's what it was. The number was 103. So I typed in 103. It was one of those ones that like had the it had the thing that like the moves, it goes and like lets the can fall out and then
yeah
it back gives it to you. The cool, it's really cool. Well, I type in 103, I pay, and it goes instead of going over to the side where the thing is, it goes straight up, goes right to the monster. The monster comes out. I'm like, what? I did not choose 108, which is what monster was. I chose a 103. So I got this monster. I walked back over to my dad and I'm like, actually no, I didn't go to my dad. There was a guy that was sitting behind, like we were at our gate waiting for the plane to board to go back to Manchester. And this guy sitting behind, like in the row behind my dad, and I walked straight up to him. He was like on his laptop or something. I walked straight up to him and I was like, do you like monster? He was like, no, not really. I was like, oh, okay. And I explained, like, I typed in 103 and it gave me a monster. I was like, oh, okay. And so I went and told my dad. So I'm going to go try again. So I went back, tried again. And I definitely typed in 103 this time. Like, I made sure 103. And instead of going up to 103, it went up to 107, which was a what, I don't remember what brand it was, but it was like a sweet peach tea or something, which is better than Monster, because it was 4 in the morning, I think, in Dublin. So I was not drinking a Monster at 4 in the morning. Excuse me. After I had already been up for basically 24 hours. Actually, it wasn't 24 hours.
You should have tried punching in 108.
Well, the thing is, I went back and explained to my dad, like, I just did this the same thing. I typed in 103, made sure this time, and it still gave me the wrong thing. The guy behind that I offered the Monster to, he was like, now that is unfortunate. Like, I don't know who this guy is, but he thought it was pretty
bad. That's unfortunate. And all the cameras pop out. They're like, hey! Could have been
pranked! Oh, thanks. Can I have my coffee? No, that's not part of the joke.
The guy with the camera drinking your coffee.
Like, they're all
just like, nah, yeah.
So my dad goes up, I think, like 30 minutes later to go get himself a water. He types the number he wants for his water, and it gives him a water, but it's not the same. It's not the brand that he wants, like the brand that he typed in.
What is that?
So it was like the calibration was wrong or something. So
the airport scheme. They're trying to get
that's why I had the Monster.
Right.
Because
you could have just said the vending machine gave me the wrong thing, and I would.
I was gonna save it for the podcast, and I told you this. He was trying to pry it out of me.
Well, literally, all you had to say, the vending machine gave me the wrong thing. You didn't have.
You would have asked more questions. You would have been like, "What?"
I would.
It doesn't matter. I enjoyed telling it on the podcast. You weren't dying to actually. You weren't dying to know.
No, I wasn't. But
yeah,
that's fine.
You were
right. So
you're
next
lying
story.
To me.
I assume you have more.
I have more.
You have them all typed up on your phone.
As many as you possibly can.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. I spit.
Well, within reason.
So, there. Okay. We went to church the second Sunday I was there. I went to their church. And there was the guy Kyle and his two brothers, Jeremiah and Caleb. They're all like really nice guys.
We got two sons with nice Bible names, and then Kyle.
All right. I know.
You're about to say Kyle.
Kyle. Don't you know it was like Abraham, was it Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Kyle?
I have to name
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Kyle.
Shadrach, Meshach,
and Kyle.
I tried to. Anyway, who wants some weed?
Weed? What?
I'm just kidding. I don't have any weed.
Oh my gosh. At the moment, you mean?
Yeah, at the moment. I got some dandelions.
I saw a picture of a cow standing in cannabis plants saying the stakes have never been higher. okay, I'm going to tell a story. So we were at church, and it was me sitting next to a sister sitting next to her sister's friend, and in the back row, there was one girl who was one of the pews in front of us who was misbehaving, and her mom took her out to spank her. I talked about it after the service, but she went out, and the bathroom was like right off of the auditorium, so what we heard was. During the service.
Oh my god.
And I did not look. I knew for a fact if I looked over, I would have seen everyone else laughing, trying not to laugh, and I would have lost. You guys know how I am with laughing. So I stared straight ahead right at the pastor. I was like, I'm not looking. And afterwards we talked about it. Oh my gosh. I was like, I was actually dying of laughter after the fact, because I knew, because they were all trying not to laugh. It's so funny. And then Caleb said when, I know you don't know who he is, but Caleb said when she walked back out, because the mom came back out, I guess kind of let her like calm down in there. So when the girl walked back out, she was like, you are so close to laughing. I think that's what it said. Yeah, that's, I thought. So, Okay, what's next? All right, yeah, so we were at the... They had a fair in town for one of the weeks that we were there. And it was really fun. There was... Okay, I'll tell you this one little story. We were in line for one of the rides with, like, the whole gang crew, you know, like Kyle, his brothers.
Your whole gang was there?
Yeah, we had guns. Yeah, they were like the sharks and the jets, man. We were waiting, and there was a trash can behind us. Like, we were waiting in line. There's a trash can behind us, and this guy, he was, like, we were, like, I think it was, one of my friends, she was, like, what, I smell skunk. And I was, like, oh, honey, no, that is not skunk. And I looked back, and there is this guy standing by, he was just standing by the trash can. He was looking like this, like, his eyes were shifty, and he goes, he's like smoking weed right there, and honestly, everyone there was high except for us, so it wasn't really that.
Sounds like an excellent fair.
And then he walks in front of us to get on with his buddies, and he gets on that ride, and the whole time he's like, it's one that spins around, and we basically just he was just glassy eyed like literally the whole time. And then he gets off and he's like, wow, that was fun. I was like, yeah, okay. I bet you don't even know where you are right now. He thinks he's in Canada. Or Mexico. That's even further away.
He thinks he's
on Panama.
I thought that was pretty funny. Let me just ask you this. I can't remember. What were we going to say?
I have no idea what you were going to say.
Okay.
Because I can't mind.
So, me and one of the friends stayed off of one of the last rides, Gravity. And it's...
I'm going to make a wild guess that it doesn't have any gravity.
It actually just... It's like a slingshot, like from Angry Birds, and it throws you into the air, and you just splat on the ground.
Die. Nice.
So there is actually gravity involved, but at the top, you feel like you're floating. So.
All right.
Yeah, and then you come down and experience the full force of 9.8 meters squared.
I'm just kidding. We got on 9.81 meters squared. Meters squared?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Per second of gravity, you're feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I got you. Are you guys a nerd?
Science!
I'm stupid.
Okay, Mr. Nerd. That's fine. We don't care.
I know! He's such a nerd! He said we had two sphincters in our butthole. I'm like, who knows that? Who cares?
Scientists. I think.
All scientists know the fact that we all have two sphincters.
No, not all. No. Moving on, please.
Yes, moving on.
All the astronomers are like, hey, did you know this?
Ow, that hurt.
Sorry. Okay. So it's the ride Zero Gravity was one that you get on and you stand at the wall and it spins you around and then it lifts up. It makes it a disc kind of vertical and it spins you around and you're like stuck to the wall because you're spinning so fast. That's the one. I never went on one of those rides. I never wanted to. But one of my friends, when we first got there, was like, you gotta go on this ride, it's great. So I went on it. I think I went on a total of three times, maybe two times. And the last time I went on, at the bottom, me and my friend both felt like a ka-dunk, ka-dunk. And we are going to die. We are going to die. And apparently, the brakes were bent.
Uh-huh.
So, like, while it was slowing down or something, because it would spin you around, and then it would move you up as you were spinning around. So it was like you were at the top, and the other one went at the top. And it was cool, but I did not like that ride. Me and my friend did not go back on that ride.
You know the videos or memes you see of the people at the fairgrounds rides, where it's like that one, it's the one that's up and it spins you and you're, like, stuck to the wall?
That's we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot. But I thought you were talking about a roller coaster or something.
No!
I wasn't.
You were not paying
attention. Roly poly.
Anyway, so yeah, there's that one, or there's the one I sent a while back of the guy, he's on like a roller coaster, but he's fully standing up, riding it. As he comes around the corner, the
oh yeah, I remember that.
I just think of that whenever I see those videos.
It's really funny. So yeah, we were on, me and Joe stayed off of that ride on the last, that was the last ride that we did on the last night of the fair, or that they did on the last night of the fair. Me and her stayed off. Gross. That was what I would classify as a meaty burp. Like, you could have just,
that was a 12 ounce sirloin burp.
You could have just eaten a turkey leg.
Why did we just have chicken nuggets for lunch?
Yeah, we did. That's disgusting.
That came up through my nose. What? Stop.
You stop.
I'm not doing it. I'm just living out of this thing.
I don't do that. You do that.
So?
You do that.
Do you have any more stories?
I've got plenty.
Go on, man. That last one was...
I'm done. So
I'm finished.
So there's, like I said before, there's Kyle. So when, okay, while we were at church that last Sunday talking about the girl getting spanked, that same night we were talking about this. Where on that last night of the fair, which was Saturday, so it was the night before, after that ride, the zero gravity ride that spins you around, Jeremiah had gone off. I think Jeremiah's oldest. Jeremiah was the oldest one, and then Caleb, and then Kyle. And I'm not being rude or anything, you know, and I don't mean to be insensitive if they ever listen to this podcast, but Jeremiah is a little mental, and it's not to the point that like we have, me and him had conversations. He's just not all there, which it is what it is, you know. So that, I honestly think that just made it funnier. So he, after that ride, apparently he ran off to like the bathroom or something because he did not feel good. Uh-oh. At all. And Kyle didn't know where he was. So Kyle called Jeremiah.
Like his phone?
Yeah, he called his phone. And he was like, where are you? He asked where he was, and Jeremiah was like, I'm in the bathroom. He's like, are you okay? He's like, 1 second. He said it was faint, but you could hear in the background Jeremiah throwing up. Kyle was like,
excuse me.
He was like, did you just throw up? He was like, yeah. he said, while we were there talking at church, Jeremiah said, Kyle was like, why would you pick up if you were throwing up? He's like, because I thought I was done, and then you picked up, and I had to do it again.
Oh, that is the worst feeling. I
thought that was so funny. He's like, the way that Jeremiah explained it, he said he got off the ride and he was like, my stomach did not feel good. It was so funny.
You just know, you know, your stomach turns and you're like, this is gonna end badly.
I gotta go.
Let's go. Apparently the year before, the family that we stayed around, one of their daughters is engaged, and they have a friend, and the friend threw up on the now fiance's back during one of the rides. the friend was like, I have to puke, and the fiance was sitting, and so he basically threw up. And went right on his back. The fiance said he went into the bathroom and like took off his shirt and was like washing it with like soap and water. Yeah, and he just had to like kind of wear it after that. And he said that on the ride, because obviously the ride wasn't clean, he said what they did was throw a bucket of warm water on it and then run the ride one time and then the, let people back on it. It was like, that's not clean. That is not
welcome clean. To a fair.
Like, yeah, right. They said, like, I had talked with Caleb about it, and about how, like, I was always, because I've never been to a fair, but if I did go, I didn't know if I was ever going to go on a ride, because they literally put them up and take them down every single week. You know, like, we saw them, they took them apart and put them on a truck.
And he saw one dude trying to put them together, and he's got two parts, and he's trying to jam them together, and they don't fit. He's like,
oh, you got the tiny little IKEA booklet, like.
Yeah, IKEA.
It's either that. Yeah, IKEA fair right now.
County fair, sponsored by IKEA.
this ride is called the Schnivelfingerling. Schnivelfingerling.
Garble guard. The flurple doodle. That sounds like a fair ride, to be honest.
It does, kind of. Yeah.
The flurple noodle. Oh, so yeah, me and Caleb talked about it, and we were like, apparently, he said that the ride, there was a ride last year that was at this fair that we went to that wasn't there this year, but after it packed up and left and got reset up in the next place, two people died because it malfunctioned. Died.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, and this is when we were talking about this at the time when the guy was smoking weed by the trash can.
Weed.
Yeah, I don't think I'd really want to. I don't think fairs are really my thing. I think I'll stay away from fairs.
Dylan prefers
the food is fairs. Okay. The food is actually really good, but then again, deep fried. Like, we walked behind one place that sold curly fries, and it was, like, on the ground. It was, like, curly fries covered with mud. Like, yeah, there was a trash can there.
It's generally just kind of disgusting. Everything at a fair is just kind of disgusting.
There was one cool thing. They had, on the last few nights, they had monster trucks, and the night before they had monster trucks, they had a demolition derby. So literally these guys were in cars just ramming into each other, last man standing. It was awesome.
That does sound awesome.
We saw a little bit of the last bit. There were cars like everywhere at the, you know, when the car broke down, they would have to like blow a whistle or sound a horn or something to let the guy out, and they would just leave the car there. And one guy's car was like stuttering, like it wasn't working anymore. He was like trying to get it to go. And one guy, I literally saw him. He backed up and went right into the front of him, and he got hit. And they were like, you know, they were like this far because the hoods are all smashed. They're like less than 5 feet apart. And the guy who got smashed was like, "Yeah, good job, man." It was awesome. Like, dude, I want to do this.
That's awesome.
A video of these guys doing a demolition derby, and they weren't. It was dude perfect. They're not trained for this, but they were doing it, and the cars like just stopped working at some point. Like after a certain
time, get out and just start this fight.
So much force, they just stopped working. So the cars didn't get like damaged, like they sounds like they did there.
But, yeah, they were like cubed, basically. they were. They looked like Mr. Incredible. It looked really fun. Honestly, I would want to do it. That sounds fun. So the people at the fair would they would say stuff to you, like the people with the games or challenges or whatever. They would say something to you to get you to stop and pay them money to play the game, right? Which, understandable. First of all, there was one guy that I would walk by because I was hanging out with my friends. So I was walking around. The family went to stay with theirs. They've got 8 kids, and 7 of them are daughters. So I was walking around with 2 or 3 of the girls. They're like around our age. And so there's one guy that's like, you know, hey, you gotta. Every single time I walked by, he would call me Haircut. Hey, Haircut, you gotta get your girl a teddy bear. Come play this game. And, you know, I'm just walking. I'm like, All right. And I'm not kidding. Every time he saw me, there was one time I almost got by him. I almost got by him. And he's like, oh, you almost sneaked by me. You're cut. You gotta come back and play. At one point, I had the two sisters walking. I was walking with two of the sisters. And he was like, oh, now you got two cute girls to play for. Come on, haircut. I was like, great. And I looked over at one of them, and she was just smiling. I was like, you like this, don't you? She was like, yeah, I like it. He was like, you told me cute. I like it. There was another one kind of right next to that place. This guy did the he looked really young, like maybe early 20s, if not younger.
It was actually me.
Kind of reminded me of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Only actually, he was butt of a
person. He was. Oh my gosh. You have no idea. So yeah, they would say stuff to you. That's what I was going to say. They would say stuff to you walking by, but they would also, like, if you were walking by and didn't look interested at all, they would still say, like, most of the time they say something to you. And one of the things that this guy in particular would say was, you dropped your smile. And he would point behind you. And then, you know, if you looked, he'd be like, ah, you looked. You know,
run over and punch him.
I just like look at my face like.
And then we just, look at him, you have the biggest, like, creepiest smile on your face, and then you run over and beat him. You beat him.
Yeah, smile. Look at him like,
where's your smile at?
Where'd it go, buddy, huh? Okay, so this guy, he seemed pretty cocksorry. And he was kind of a weirdo, gonna be honest. It was like this ladder game that you had to balance on this ladder to get up to the top, push a button, and then you won a prize. It is very balance-based. You know, he would do it really easily. He would do it without using his arms, just walking upwards back, like up the ladder backwards. You know, cocky stuff. And at one point, He said that he could do it, and then he was like, oh, no, I won't do it for free. You have to pay me because I'm still working here, which he's like, you know, I got to make a living too, and that's how I make a living, so I'm not just going to do something that's a challenge for free. I was like, you scumbag. So anyway. he kept saying, you dropped your smile. He said it to everyone. And one of the girls at one point was like, you got to get something else to say, bro. Like, we've heard you say that, like, five times. And he's like, he didn't get mad, but he was like, well, no, I'm not going to change it because you might hear it 300 times, but then it might make one person actually happy. It might make them smile. And I was like, okay, that's a fair point. But, you know, there's pretty much all the same people here at the fair every single day. So they're all hearing you say it 300 times.
Yeah.
So.
You dirty carny.
So, yeah. There were some actually really,
no offense,
really nice. No, there are some really nice vendors. And one of them we talked to was actually like, yeah, I went carny full time. Oh, well, all right.
Cool. Admit it. For you, sweet. Bro. Making their dreams a reality.
What, like when you're a little kid? What do you want to be, little girl? I want to be a carny. Well, you sure sound like one, so.
Sounds like
well on your way. Keep it up.
So yeah, this guy. At one point, I walked by him, and I thought he was gonna say the same thing. You know, like drop your smile. And I was with people who went up to his like booth or stand or whatever you want to call it. His game. I was with people a lot of the time throughout the fair, so I'm sure he recognized me. And apparently felt comfortable enough to say this, but I walked by him and I never did the game. I wasn't brave enough. I didn't want to hurt my pride. But I walked by.
Respect.
He was like, you dropped your blunt. And I was like, well, thanks, I turned around and I was like,
call me.
I turned around and like actually pick up my blunt. Oh, thanks.
No, cheers, dude.
Yeah, cheers. No, but I was like, what'd you say? He's like, you dropped your blunt. And I was like, my blunt? He was like, yeah.
Your weed.
And Joe, who was standing there with me, like, she didn't know any terms like blunt, stoner, anything like that. And
Hoser.
I was like, hoser, yeah. Take off, Hoser. Eh? I should have just said that. Take off, Hoser. So yeah, I did not look back. I did not look down. I just looked straight at him. I was like, "What did you say?" Because I wanted to make sure I heard him right. And he was like, "You dropped your blunt." And I was like, "I don't smoke." And he's like, "Oh, you just kind of gave me that stoner vibe." And I was like, "What do I change?" It's just dead serious. Looked him right in the eye. "What do I change?" And he's like, "What?" I was like, "What do I change so I don't, you know, give off a stoner vibe? Because that's not what I want."
You.
Stop being. Yeah,
you just gestured to all of me.
I mean, you were in like a hoodie and sweatpants.
No, I wasn't. I was in a t-shirt and jeans.
No, I know. I'm just that, like, stoner vibe. I'm trying to.
I was in my most dapper Sunday best.
Dapper.
And he thought, ooh, I looked nice. Like a
full tuxedo.
I was.
Top hat and monocle and everything.
Monocle. I don't even need a monocle, but I had one.
There's no. It's just glass. It's not like prescription.
It's just like a broken bottle glass.
Yeah. It's just the end of a bottle. That's it.
No, it's a full bottle. You're just like looking down a bottle. It's like
telescope.
You're like my monocle. You like hit 15 people.
It's like strapped to like a weird full harness that goes around. You have to hold it up.
I can't. Can someone hold this book up in front of me so I can read it?
Hold the book. It's like way out here, full arm's length.
So this guy, he was like. He was, I didn't get mad, but I was like, I should not have given off these. Like, there were loads of stoners and stoned people at the fair all the time, especially at night, which is when this was. But I was all there. I was all like, you know, and I was like, I don't know. I'm gonna. Oh, that's what I said. There were people selling like these fishing hats or bucket hats. You put them on, and they had like the cannabis leaf on them, like around them, like it was decorated with the cannabis leaf.
Like the actual leaf, or just like the picture of the leaf?
The picture of the leaf. They wouldn't. I don't think they would actually sell.
I'm just checking because you don't. I don't. You know.
Whatever. No, it was a picture of the leaf. I wouldn't be surprised if someone had a leaf underneath the hat. But there was a.
Hats made.
Yeah, there were those hats that loads of people, like a lot of people, were wearing those hats. And I said to him, I was like, "You don't think like those people wearing those weed hats are
weeders
are like stoners?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, they're probably all stoners." And he's like, "I'm gonna be honest, I'm a stoner." And I was like, I genuinely was like, I think I either almost said or I did say like that explains a lot. And he was like, "I'd rather, because I have ADHD, so I'd rather eat something or what do you say? I'd rather he doesn't eat cannabis.
Consume?
He actually
don't
know.
Don't judge.
He said I'd rather use something natural than take pills that were grown in a freaking lab. He didn't say freaking, but in a freaking lab. And I was like, I was thinking to myself, those pills are specifically designed for ADHD. Cannabis is not, you know." And I was like, "That probably is why you're so freaking weird."
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't know if this is before or after, but he did find a new line. He tried a new line out. He just
hey, he did.
The only group of people in there that weren't stoners to try.
I know, right? He probably chose the worst people.
Yeah.
Per son to say anybody else would have been like, "What? Where?" Besides, you guys know how confrontational I am, so that's why I didn't just like keep. I would have just kept walking. I'm like, what?
I would have broken down and cried in the middle of the road. Just
you dropped your blunt.
You know the scene from Toy Story when Jesse's like, "Say that again."
I want to know what that word's now. What? But yeah, I
Tom Hanks.
Let's have another. Oh no!
Do you remember that? A horrible Tom Hanks impression.
Oh, no. Shut up! I can do Vince Vaughn.
Do it.
What do I say?
What do I say?
What is he? I'm trying to think of a line from Fred Christmas.
Fred Claus?
No. Yeah, Fred Claus. Sorry, not Fred Christmas.
Fred Claus is a really funny Christmas.
It is
movie.
A really good Christmas.
Paul Giamatti and
I don't think I've
Vince
seen
Vaughn.
It.
It's pretty funny. It's kind of cheesy. It's got Kevin Spacey in it. Which,
oh, it's a Christmas movie and it's cheesy. Really, what a surprise!
I
should have guessed. With Santa in it.
Okay, what's the word? Controversial. Controversial topic. I hate Kevin Spacey.
Which one is he again? Does he play the lawyer man? Who's like
yeah, he does.
Okay. I don't know if I've seen him in anything.
Hate. I know who Kevin Spacey is, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
I know I've seen him in Fred Claus. But I don't know if I've seen him in anything else.
I feel like I have. He played in a movie called Baby Driver, which was...
Oh, that's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Do you know what...
I don't mind Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's Kevin Spacey. I hate that guy.
Why?
This is like a Taylor opinion. I hate him.
Double hate. Entirely.
I hate you!
Alphabetically. He is like a phone book.
Ebenezer who? I hate you. Hate.
Loathe entirely.
I know you said that already, but injury.
Ow!
Slap my knee. It's bruised.
So why do you hate Kevin Spacey then?
Because stop! I'm trying to clip a clothespin on my nip.
Kind of weird, but you know, whatever.
It's weird, I know. I hate him because apparently, like, there's allegations he went to court. I think actually pretty recently for child abuse, but not in just like a slapping or hitting kind of way, if you know what I mean, without actually saying it. And if you look at his movies, there is almost always. I think every single movie I've seen him in, there is at least one child in it. Like, in his movies. The movie Baby Driver.
It has baby in the title, I mean.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I just...
No!
I mean, you brought it...
No, okay. The movie Baby Driver, there's a kid. The kid plays a... Like, he's in a... There's a plot in the movie with that involves the kid, but it's very small. Like, you probably didn't even need the kid that much. Like, it doesn't make any sense why he's there. In my opinion, I could have seen the movie without the kid.
I haven't seen the movie.
But what it's pretty fun. I think there's, I mean, you can't really get away from swear words that nowadays, but I thought it was an interesting story. But yeah, I was like, really, really. I don't like him. To be honest, before I even heard about any of that, any of the possibility, I always thought he was creepy anyway. I always, in his eyes, you can see, in my opinion, you can see something, you know, it's just kind of weird. So, yeah, we'll stop talking about this. I'm going to drink coffee.
Have a quick cup of Joe.
How dare you?
I like a cup of Joe!
Anyway, I don't really care about Kevin Spacey that much. There you go. There's my hot take.
You know what? He makes the movies. Here's my hot take. He plays in movies.
Robert De Niro.
I can tell a few jokes. I do comedy now.
I do my Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. In that video of the guy doing impression, he does the Vince Vaughn and next to the Owen Wilson. I got fat thumbs.
You got real fat thumbs.
Like, he's like...
it fits over mine.
I know. He said, like, I really can't believe that we're actually still doing these things. What do you think, Owen? And Owen's like, yeah, I know. And it's like, wow. Can you actually believe we're still doing these things? By the way, in America, not you guys care. Fine.
Yes.
Nice. Nice job. Nice job, Kyle. You get a gold freaking star.
Yes. That's all I ever wanted.
We have to take it away at the start of tomorrow, though.
Yeah, okay.
You have to re-earn it.
That's fair enough.
It's like a couple hour prize. That's really it.
I get another 8 hours to wear this gold star.
Yeah. Enjoy it while you can.
You guys joke about me talking a lot, but honestly, you guys would have nothing to talk about on these podcasts if it weren't for me.
Dylan, some of the conversations you and I alone have had.
Yeah, about crappy subjects that you guys have already talked about like 20 times.
We would have some.
Let me guess, you're going to talk to me about the time you talked about the politics of Skyrim for 5 hours because that was interesting.
No. because we've exhausted all of our Skyrim stuff.
Skyrim. Shut up. You sound like a smoker.
Show me the smoking.
Guys, you know how like people who smoke have got that
smoker's cough?
Yeah. Well, your butt has the same thing. If you're a smoker, all of your farts are like
nice.
Like
my farts are like that anyway. But...
yeah, and they actually blow out smoke.
Nice.
Right. I think
what a good podcast, guys. Yeah. Anyway, I got to tell you about the time I got called a stoner, which by the way, I had to explain to Joe what a stoner was.
Somebody who smokes weed.
Actually, I had to explain to a few people what a stoner was. Like, what a blunt was and all that stuff.
You see, a blunt is a cigarette with weed in it. And a stoner is someone who smokes said blunt.
I said cigarette. No, it's like the Pink Panther. Yeah, the Pink Panther. This is the cigarette. So pretend this is the door. He goes out. He's like, he's playing the good cop, bad cop routine.
Very visually engaging for the podcast listeners, by the way.
I know. He's doing the good cop, bad cop. But by himself? So he's both?
Yeah.
I think we probably told you about this, but I think it's hilarious.
Have you not seen
him? He's like, Beck. He opens the door and walks out. He goes, cigarette. He's like, I don't smoke. He's like, good for you.
I don't think he even lights up a cigarette.
No, he doesn't.
He just like sits down.
He just like closes it.
I think we're going to make a great team. And then he leaves. The good cup, bad cup routine is working perfectly. Usually two different cups do that.
Yeah.
He doesn't say
the partner ponton out there. And he's like, usually it's done with two people. He just like looks at him and then just walks back into the room. You have to watch those movies. Yeah, they are
At least the first
one. Nor will I.
You don't like them?
Pink Panther movies? I started to watch one and I was just so incredibly bored watching it. I got like halfway through it. And
isn't that what you said about The Grinch? The Grinch movie, like you never watched it because you thought it was stupid or something.
And that was a long time ago. I watched The Pink Panther fairly recently, in the last three and a half years or so.
Three and a half decades.
Fairly recently. Yeah. decades. It's not new. I didn't enjoy the humor very much in it. There's some funny parts like you guys are talking about, but I didn't enjoy most of the humor. It's just him being just a general klutz most of the time and just being a goofball, which is like, okay. But
wait, Mike got that's like
anyway.
My kind of humor.
Anyways.
So yeah, I think that's about all the time we have for today.
I literally have no time left in the day.
Yeah. It's 11:59 and we have to end the show tonight.
It's actually not.
It's not. It's very
you're funny. A liar. You're a very liar.
I'm bad at time because
you are very liar.
You are much.
You have much lies,
many untruth,
falsehoods,
lies, deceptions, boogly, boogly. All right. Well, we will. We will see you. Okay, that's all we've got. We will talk to you all next week on the next episode of the Trash Bros Podcast.
I love you. All right.
Bye.